If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right. 7 minutes tonight. So we obviously at this point we get all silly, giddy and all of that. It's clear. It's our Thursday and the people that make us come alive again have arrived in the building, and that's how you know that the weekend has begun. So let's kick it.
What to watch
on Point of View.
Hello, Leroy.
Hello.
So obviously, you know, our favorite Eddie is here.
Yes, Uncle Eddie Batu.
You see now.
Get it? I told everyone, as I leave here, I'm going past the garage. I want to play the lottery.
Yeah.
Because these are good tidings and good signs in light of current affairs and the tax on my pocket.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, while we digest all that's been happening in the country, this entire week has been so hectic.
Yeah?
You've got some fun and games for
us.
Yes,
I have fun and games. I think because the rain was keeping us very indoors, I was looking at some of the things that would really be exciting for us from a viewing point of view this weekend, because we recovered from Valentine's Day last week.
Yes.
You know, and
we still owe people that list.
We still owe people that
because
list.
Because people don't stop loving each other because Valentine's Day is over when I Leroy.
And it was
lovey-dovey.
It was.
Very lovey-dovey. I was very impressed.
And
we all know you're in love.
And thank you. But the issue was that there was a little issue about president.
It's okay. I think a movie and one of the love movies per week.
Love movie per week. Okay, I can
slot
do that.
It in.
I can do that.
Just to make you happy.
I also think it's nice for us to sort of detach a bit. I think there's a lot happening and it's nice to delve into the world of fantasy.
Absolutely.
I have one for you this week.
Tell us.
And it's a South African one, believe it or not.
Tell us.
It's called Mjolo, This Is the There Is No Cure.
Yewena.
Now.
Hey.
I have views about this.
Tell me.
So
is this on Netflix?
Yes, it's on Netflix. Oh, so remember we had something similar with Mjolo, I think this one where the young man...
something.
Yeah, where the young man was...
So is Mjolo a thing with South Africa like
so
right
remember,
now?
So remember
like,
you and I have a gripe...
Mjolo thing.
You and I have a gripe about these December franchises where how to ruin Christmas ruined again, ruining Christmas once more, a ruined Christmas, a franchise, Uncle Eddie, there is. So now this is part of that. It's part of the Mjolo franchise.
So can I just ask, it's a very stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So is it a real franchise as in from one production company? Or
so it is
it just a thing that everybody now wants to call everything an Mjolo thing?
It is from the same production company as... How to Ruin Christmas. Okay. So you'll even see how the style is.
Okay.
And also it is a franchise on its own. So it's like Mjolo and then the suffix.
Yes, there are many other Mjolo
Yes. Okay. I don't mind this very much because it has an LGBTI angle where the protagonists are lesbian women.
Okay.
And what I love about it is, and you'll appreciate this.
So
because
this
we
is Mjolo, there's no cure.
There is no cure.
Okay.
Okay. But what I also loved about it was that they don't villainize lesbian love the way other love is always villainized. You and I have this conversation all the time where if it's black love, if it's gay love, if it's elderly love, you know, people just make it seem so weird. Here we have a beautiful couple, both good looking in their own right.
Yeah.
One is a beauty queen, you know, and she falls in love with this other woman, and she has the same trials and tribulations as every love affair does.
Yeah.
And what I appreciated about it is that it's an act of normalizing different kinds of love, and really appreciate it wasn't done. For a moment, I forgot that we're dealing with. You know, in the big bad world, it would be something controversial, especially in light of what's happening, you know, with our friends over across the pond.
Mm.
So what I love about
is
this...
Is it crass?
It's not crass.
Okay, good.
But also, I love that they didn't make it, they didn't go too far the one direction. And women have an interesting dynamic that men don't have.
Redescent, ne?
Redescent, Jacques. You saw that? But you also have a wonderful way, because platonic female relationships exist all the time. Like, if I see, you know, you and Tando having a conversation and you guys are standing close together, it's normal, right? So what I appreciate about this also is that it also tried to make it sort of comfortable for us to see people who are just going on their lives and whatever. And also that the complexities of normal, in inverted commas, normal relationships apply here. Mjolo.
I like it. I'm going to watch.
Please do. And
I like what you've said. I'm going to watch.
And what I love about it also is on Netflix. And for me, what I like about stuff that's on Netflix. Netflix is releasing a lot of content right now. And sometimes we expect only Showmax to do justice to us.
Yes, that's what I thought. I thought it was a Showmax, but it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix as of the 14th of February.
Okay, fantastic. Zero Day.
Okay, Zero Day. We're working backwards. Mm. You love this. You know why?
No, I know. I'd
Angela
love it.
Bassett.
It will. It's that, and it's also it's so current.
Very current.
So current.
Very current. Current in several ways because without spoiling too much of the movie, previous president is called back into the fray to come and help when there's this particular disaster happening in the United States. But there is a question about whether he is compos mentis, right? Like if he has the mental ability to be able to continue, and then, you know, things like Sleepy Joe coming into the narrative, and John Donald J. And whether he...
The man in the White House.
Yeah, and whether he has all of his faculties about him. What I enjoyed about this was... there's something I always find crass about how age is depicted in movies. Like, we're not all going to get there, right? How when you become, you know, my grandmother suffers from dementia, onset dementia, and you start seeing that you almost get babied, right? But also that it's very villainized. It's almost like you put it upon yourself and people lose patience with you. And so I think a big part of people being afraid of you know, having dementia, Alzheimer's, is not necessarily the illness itself. It's the fact that I have to be
in this world with everybody else,
babying me in this human, in this elderly body. Yeah. But let me tell you, what I enjoyed about it is that also 6-part series, in and out, binge it.
Okay.
While it's raining,
that's it. You'll be done by Monday.
Listen, by Sunday. Monday, Sunday you'll be done. And also, it has Robert De Niro, Angela Bassett. I mean,
My goodness.
And he does it so
you can't go wrong with him.
But you know what he does so well? He also, when he has to play the vulnerability, man, does he go there? Like I said, I mean, I was hurt.
It's a sign of maturity. You
know? It is.
Sign of maturity.
Yeah, very much so. So that's screening from tonight.
Apple Cider Vinegar.
Okay. So this is one of my favorites. I've been reading all behind the scenes. There's even a 60 Minutes interview Australia on this particular lady.
Okay.
So this handbun, this is back in the beginning of Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. We're all influencer times. We're starting to understand what this world looks like. She goes onto television. She goes onto social networks and say that she's suffering from brain cancer. She's just been diagnosed. And it's a true life story. Her name is Belle Gibson, okay? She goes off and she literally starts this craze around homeopathic and alternative medicine and how she's literally curing her cancer diagnosis. But the gag is she does not have cancer. So all these interviews that follow after that are this weird sort of confusion of her trying to justify why she went down that route, and she essentially lied, but she doesn't see it that way. See, for instance, in the 60 Minutes interview, she says, I believed at the time, right? Even something as simple as her age. They ask her, how old are you? She goes, I'm led to believe I was born in 19, whatever. Why are you led to believe? When did you know, what is your birthday is? So then the movie chronicles almost and dramatizes it, but there's now another influencer who's in the same space, and they're competing for this almost mind share of the mentally people who are ill and who are looking for sort of the champion. I mean, she moved from being, you know, normal Instagram following to in the millions, and she even had a cover of a magazine, and she was being called across the world, only to find out that actually
it's fluke.
There is no cancer.
It's fluke.
So yes, it's called Apple Cider Vinegar, and it's streaming on Netflix.
Captain America: Brave New World.
Oh, how shall I judge thee? Let me count the ways. Okay, so I don't know how you're going to feel about this one, but we have a new Captain America. And the issue here is that Anthony Mackie... Look, the good thing about this Captain America is that Anthony Mackie is not coming in to replace someone. So what I'm trying to say is, remember when you watched Days of Our Lives? Yes. And then someone would die, and they'd say, and the role of...
is now going to be played by...
You know, here it leads in to Captain America's now gone. We have a new Captain America coming in. But let me tell you, it's so convoluted and so complicated that it's almost like trying to put every single spice you have into the curry to make sure it resembles something palatable. And this for me was that, because yes, he's black. So he's a new Captain America. He has a sidekick called the Falcon. And we're dealing here with a president who's also, you know, dealing with these mutants and the president himself has a secret that I won't let out. Look, it's a nice movie, but it literally is us now digging into the doldrums of what's left of this franchise.
Oh my word.
Because
is this it?
I'm hoping so.
And you're hoping they will never come back again.
But the thing is, I know they're going to come back because they even allude to that in the movie because the president himself has an ailment which might be a standalone franchise. And now what I'm starting to see, Uncle Eddie, is when you have a standalone movie like Captain America, what they'll try and do is add other characters, right? Like they'll put some guys from the Avengers in because they're looking to have spin-offs of those individual ones. So for instance, the Falcon, who is a sidekick to Captain America, we're already waiting for him to have his spin-off because, you know,
it's possible.
It is possible. And it's sometimes just going to this never-ending pit because we know that they've got the finance to do it. Look, Hollywood is Hollywooding right now. But Captain America, A Brave New World, it's in theatres as we speak.
So we go to the theatre now?
We go to the theatre.
In Cape Town.
So Dear Evan Hansen, for me, is an interesting play because I've seen the movie. And it's just done a run in the UK and it's been into the US. It's now in Cape Town. It'll be coming to Joburg at the end of March, in the middle of March, around the 10th of March. So it's been at the Artscape. And let me tell you, from it speaks a lot to what we talk about here, around the idea that people will take whatever you put online and run with it, and even if it's based on a lie. So the very loose premise of this is that this young man, he is being bullied. He is, you know, struggling at school, and as a way of coping, he writes himself letters. His name is Evan, and he writes himself these letters, right? So one day, his bully bullies him and takes his letter, but the bully then ends up committing suicide. The family finds the letter, and they think it's actually a letter that their son wrote to this Evan, who was really just writing to himself, and he was stolen. And so you see this cascading of emotion where the family is now dealing with grief. Family members of this particular young man, Connor, who passes, and they start creating the Connor Network, which exists right now. If you go into Google and just type in Connor Network, you'll see it's a support group in the name of this Connor gentleman, based on his life. It is absolutely riveting because also seeing this boy go through these incredible challenges and how he builds himself upright and finds his own little way of coping, and even that gets villainized and taken away from him, and it's a whole new rabbit hole. It's at the Artscape right now in Cape Town until the 9th of March, and then he moves up to Joburg, and I can't wait for you to see it.
Looking forward to seeing you next week. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.